Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Folks, I am so excited about this half hour with you because you're going to get to meet again somebody who's one of my favorite people on the planet, one of my heroes. Nobody works harder than she does, and her cause is right. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We've already had her 21st anniversary. President of the Galen Institute, founding member of the Consensus Group, author of all the important books on market-based healthcare solutions and policies. Leaders around the world listen to her. I know President Trump listens to her about market-based solutions, not government-based solutions to healthcare. Grace Marie Turner, welcome back to the show.
Oh, Jim, thank you for that lovely introduction. Thank you so much. I apologize for being a little under the weather with a cold, but so glad to join you. Is this an anniversary show for us?
It is. It's almost, well, not for you. Yeah. You've already had your 21st. We'll have your 22nd one in a couple of months, but you are helping me to kick off our 23rd year, and I appreciate that very much. And, folks,
so
everything I just said is true and heartfelt. Grace Marie, one of the things that President Trump has done that's really helped a lot, he has used his pen to create executive orders that has saved small business owners a lot of money in healthcare with some of these new temporary policies. But now he's used his pen to improve the transparency of what we pay. Tell us about it.
The president, because Congress has really gridlocked over doing anything, but especially on health care, the president has decided to use, as you say, his executive authority to create new rules, executive orders, and guidelines to help people get more choices of more affordable health coverage. And a couple of weeks ago, he issued an order on transparency to the whole federal government, basically saying, look for every opportunity you can to come up with new ways to help people know what on earth they're paying for their health coverage. That is mm-hmm. one of the greatest frustrations that the American people have,
yep.
that they go in and they schedule, if it's a scheduled surgery, for example, or even a doctor's appointment, how much is this going to cost me? And the doctor will say, I don't know. And they don't really know because they don't know what price the insurance company has negotiated with them.
Right.
They don't know whether they've met their deductible or not. But this will basically say to hospitals in particular, you need to tell people what something's going to cost before they come in.
Can I tell you a quick story? My first colonoscopy about a few years ago, I was self-insured, basically. I had healthcare savings, HSA. I had an HSA, and so I was self-insured up to a certain amount. And I knew it was going to cost me for 100%. I was going to pay 100% of the colonoscopy. I called the hospital, and the first thing they wanted to know was, well, what's your deductible? I said, my deductible has nothing to do with what you're going to charge me. How much?
Right.
And she started saying like $6,600. Well, it's probably going to be about $6,600. And I said, I'm not going to pay that much. That's not how much it should cost. And she didn't know what to do with me. And finally, a long story less long, over the next 2 weeks, I finally got to the person who could help me. Guess what? At the end of the day, I said, look, I'm going to write you a check. You tell me when you want it. I'll give you the check before or after. Guess what my colonoscopy cost when it costed me? About $2,000.
Yeah, that's so
because
great.
I made them do transparency. But Grace Marie, President Trump knows most people aren't bulldogs like Jim Blasingame. They'll just take what they get.
Well, and though there are a few people out there, and actually the president, I think it was President's speech or somebody, used an example of a patient in Georgia who needed a surgical procedure, was quoted $40,000
wow.
by her hospital. She checked out the Surgical Center of Oklahoma, which is this great cash-based surgical
right.
center. They said they do it for $3,500, not $40,000.
$3,500.
the patient went back to the Georgia hospital for a better price, and they agreed to do it for $3,500.
Can you believe that?
It's
unbelievable.
Crazy?
And we wonder why.
And we're playing with monopoly money.
And yet people blame the people. They talk about all these families who get bankrupt over this. So what's quickly? What's the result of the order? How's it going to play out?
Well, stay tuned. I mean, there's only so much people can do when they don't have control over their own insurance, their own money. So we need more incentives for people to be able to see the prices. One of the things that businesses are starting to do, Jim.
Grace Marie, hold on to that thought, because I want you to bring that up when we come back, because we're going to juxtapose this kind of an approach to health care, paying for health care, to Medicare for All, Elizabeth Warren's idea. We're going to juxtapose those two together and see which one you think is the most logical. 20 Tail, right back with our hero, Grace Marie Turner. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.